This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President-elect Joe Biden's son is facing a federal tax investigation. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In a statement from his father's transition office, Hunter Biden says he learned yesterday about an investigation into what he calls his tax affairs without giving any details. That renews the spotlight on questions about his financial dealings that plagued Joe Biden's campaign. President Trump has long targeted Hunter Biden, accusing him of profiting off his political connections. The disclosure of the probe comes as the president-elect chooses his cabinet. His attorney general could have oversight of the investigation, if it's still ongoing, when Joe Biden sworn in January 20th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden said it was the right moment in U.S. history for his nominee for defense secretary, retired Army General Lloyd Austin, despite some concerns about the recently out-of-uniform soldier taking on the civilian role. In announcing his pick in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called Austin the right person for this job at the right moment.
He is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
The choice of Austin requires both houses of Congress to waive a law requiring the military's top brass to have been out of the armed forces for at least 7 years before running the Pentagon. The 67-year-old Austin retired in 2016. Commercial flights with the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners resumed Wednesday for the first time since they were grounded. Brazil's Gol Airlines became the first in the world to return the plane to its active fleet. Gol is set to start regular service on December 18th with several daily flights between Sao Paulo and other major Brazilian cities. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen agreed on Wednesday they have until Sunday to take a firm decision about the future of trade talks. After what the Prime Minister's office said was a frank discussion over dinner in Brussels, the two sides agreed there remained very large gaps between them. In a statement, von der Leyen wrote, "We had a lively and interesting discussion on the state of play across the list of outstanding issues. We gained a clear understanding of each other's positions. They remain far apart." The talks have stalled over several issues, including fishing rights and competition rules. Britain left the EU on January 31st, but remains in its economic structures until the end of the year. A serious economic rupture could occur January 1st if there is no trade agreement. Britain's medical regulator has advised that people with a history of significant allergies should not get Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
This warning came after two National Health Service workers reported severe adverse reactions on the first day of vaccine rollout. Both workers are recovering, according to the NHS Medical Director, Stephen Powers. Britain began mass vaccinating its population on Tuesday, starting with the elderly and the frontline workers. Pfizer had said people with history of allergic reactions were excluded from the late-stage trials. The new guidelines from Britain's medicine regulator, the MHRA, also include a much broader segment of people that should not take the vaccine.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A new poll says only about half of Americans are ready to roll up their sleeves and take the new coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Jennifer King.
The survey from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that even as states are frantically preparing to begin months of vaccinations, about a quarter of U.S. adults say they're not sure they want to get vaccinated against the coronavirus, and another quarter say they won't. Many on the fence expressed concern about safety and want to see how the initial rollout fares. About 3 in 10 say they're confident the first vaccines will have been properly tested. The reasons given among those who want the vaccine include protecting their family, their community, and their own health, as well as getting life back to normal. Jennifer King, Washington.
Canada's health regulator on Wednesday approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine days ahead of possible approval in the United States. Health Canada and the Public Health Agency of Canada will closely monitor the safety of the vaccine once it is on the market. And Health Canada said in a statement it will not hesitate to take action if any safety concerns are identified. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.